Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Shame Zanti, last week she was in Niasina, now she's back home in Pretoria.
I think that's such a hard line.
I think what she did is she's possibly run a bit of water into the bath, and now she's just sitting there with her feet in the bath water while she's talking to us, so she imagines the sea.
Met 'n bietjie Epsom sout. Nou ja, Zanti, terwyl ons nou jou been so trek, hoeveel jaar is julle getroud? 26?
Kan jy glo?
Kan jy so wonder,
nee. 28 jaar saam so afneem wat dit was net ons groot voorreg. Hoor, wat dit voel soos 'n naweek, ek moet sê.
Ons moet tog eendag net weer 'n bietjie jou en jou liewe dierbare Lourens man se getuienis vertel. Dis absoluut die moeite werd en dan verstaan jy 26 jaar is absolute mylpaal. Zanti, dis so lekker met jou te gesels. Jy het altyd 'n lekker stukkie motivering. Laat waai, suster.
Dat is van vat. Nee, ek wil net sê, baie dankie vir die voorreg en ja, Brek, jy ken my goed. Ek wil omtrent my voete vir oogend in soutwater die week. Dit is nogal maar erg om weer terug te wees in Gauteng, maar ons, we capture the day. Weet jy, vir oogend wil ek bietjie praat oor iets wat ek gister lank oor gedink het, soos wat ons nou 15 ure terug gery het en ou nou maar baie tyd om te dink en bietjie te ponder. Jy streng hier net 'n storie na my toe wat ek, ja, my so diep geraak het, en dis my gebed vir oggend vir elke luisteraar en vir elkeen van ons, dat many things in life are not taught, they are caught. And may we really catch something very deep in our spirit this morning. My tema is influence, your influence. Jy weet, ons luister baie keer aan, ek weet nie wat mens dit eers kan noem nie, ons nie 'n woord daarvoor nie, maar ons dink gewoonlik 'n mens moet iemand wees. Jy weet, wat ry jy, wat kry jy en waar bly jy? Is mos verskriklik belangrik en dan voel ons wat ek moet 'n platform hê, ek moet verskriklik belangrik wees om 'n invloed op ander mense te kan hê. En vanoggend wil ek vir jou sê, daar waar jy in jou kar ry, daar waar jy in by die werk sit, dalk was jy was goed, dalk jy voor die skool goed, dalk voel jy maar ek het nie regtig invloed nie, dan wil ek vanoggend vir jou God se waarheid in jou lewe kom laat val. Dat dit diep in jou gees kon vassit. Dat jy verstaan dat jy maak 'n verskil. Jy het invloed. En ek dink wanneer ons dit begin besef, dan raak ons meer bruikbaar vir die Here, want ek onderskat nie meer my waarde nie. Ek begin myself sien deur God se oë, dat hy ook deur my eenvoudige, soms vir myself niks saggende lewe, 'n regte verskil kan kom maak en wil kom maak. So vir jou sê, influence means it's the capacity to have an effect on the character, development or behavior of someone or something or the effect itself. 'N groot waarheid is that you will never influence the world by trying to be like it. Jy wil so graag soos die wêreld wees en dan gaan ons dit nooit kan beïnvloed nie. En die woord staan daar in Johannes 7 vers 38, whoever believes in me as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Now, rivers of living water flows. It causes growth, it cleanses, and it nourishes and satisfies. En ek en jy is daai rivier van lewende water, wat ander mense aanraak. Ons bring groei, ons maak skoon, ons gee kos, ons satisfy. As ons in hom is en as ons besef dat my en jou lewe, hoe klein of hoe min jy soms van jouself dink, want dat ken my, my gesinlik sê ding is, ek vlieg my kaart onder die mat. So as jy vandag voel dat jy jou kaart kan hoog vlieg onder die mat, dan is hierdie vir jou vandag, want jou lewe maak saam, jy het invloed. En baie keer, so baie keer, dink ons dit gaan oor ons. Ek sê altyd, it's never about us, it's about who we raise. En dis nie net ons kinders nie, dis die mense en die jong mense om ons. Ek los jou vanoggend met 'n kosbare storie. Mag dit jou bless uit jou sokkies uit. Mag jy jou significance nooit onderskat nie. Al voel jy niks waard vanmore. Mag dit jou diep kom aanraak. Dr. Frank Mayfield was touring Tewkesbury Institute. Nou, hy was 'n baie wêreldberoemde neurochirurg. En accidentally collided with an elderly floor sweeper. To cover this awkward moment, Dr. Mayfield started asking some questions. He asked her, how long have you worked here? Well, she asked, I've worked here almost since the place opened, the sweeper replied. What can you tell me about the history of this place, he asked. I don't think I can tell you anything, but I could show you something. And with that, she took his hand and led him down the basement under the oldest section of the building. She pointed to one of what looked like small prison cells. Their iron bars rusted with age and said, that's the cage where they used to keep Annie Sullivan. Who's Annie? The doctor asked. Annie was a young girl who was brought in here because she was incorrigible. Nobody could do anything with her. She'd bite and scream and throw her food at people. The doctors and nurses couldn't even examine her or anything. I'd see them trying with her spitting and scratching at them. I was only a few years younger than her myself, and I used to think, I sure would hate to be locked up in a cage like that. I wanted to help her, but I didn't know how or have any idea what I could do. I mean, if the doctors and nurses couldn't help her, what could someone like me do? Remember, she's just a sweeper. I didn't know what else to do, so I just baked her some brownies one night after work. The next day, I brought them in. I walked carefully to her cage and said, Annie, I baked these brownies just for you. I'll put them right here on the floor, and you can come and have them if you want. Then I got out of there as fast as I could because I was so afraid she might throw them at me. But she didn't. She actually took the brownies and ate them. After that, she was just a little bit nicer to me when I was around. And sometimes I talked to her. Once, I even got her laughing. One of the nurses noticed this, and she told the doctor. They asked me if I would help with Annie. I said I would if I could. So that's how it came about, that every time I wanted to see Annie or examine her, I went into the cage first and explained and calmed her down and held her hand. This is how they discovered that Annie was almost blind. After they'd been working with her for about a year and it was sword sledding with Annie, the Perkins Institute for the Blind opened its doors. They were able to help her, and she went on to study, and she became a teacher herself. Annie came back to visit Tewkesbury Institute and to see what she could do to help out. At first, the director didn't say anything, and then he thought about a letter he had just received. A man had written to him about his daughter. She was absolutely unruly, almost like an animal. She was blind and deaf as well as deranged. He was so at his wit's end, but he didn't want to put her in an asylum. So he wrote to the institute to ask if they knew of anyone who would come to his house and work with his daughter. And this is how Annie Sullivan became the lifelong companion of Helen Keller. When Helen Keller received the Nobel Prize, she asked who had the greatest impact and influence on her life, and she said, Annie Sullivan. But Annie said, no, Helen. The woman who had the greatest influence on both our lives was a floor sweeper and cleaner at Tewkesbury Institute. Maybe this morning you feel like the sweeper or the cleaner. And your life doesn't make any difference, or you don't have any influence. Helen Keller wouldn't be who she was if it wasn't for Annie Sullivan. And Annie was influenced by someone who baked the brownies and thought, maybe I can help her. I bless you this morning. Amen.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.